Blog Talk Radio.
Last week on Freestyle Fridays.
What's up? It's KM, Killing Lyrics. What's up?
West Coast.
Everything's straight. Everything's straight, man, over here in Cali, you know, Los Angeles, man, representing, you know, South Central Los Angeles.
Okay. Oh, wow. So we today we're going to have a battle of the East versus West. Okay. All right. Tell the world a little bit about yourself.
Okay. You know, make a long story short, I'm a lyricist. You know
okay.
what I'm saying, from the West Coast, you know, father figure, single parent, you know, trying to get this money,
okay.
you know, I think that's enough said right there.
Okay, any projects, anything specific you want to promote? Any
you know, working on my KL, the Lyricist album, you know, I got the hash mixtape available right now on Daftit. All y'all
okay.
got to do is search Killing Lyrics, K-I-L-L-I-N Lyrics, Killing Lyrics
okay.
everything, Killing Lyrics Twitter, Facebook, Killing Lyrics. Everything, Killing Lyrics, SoundCloud.com, Killing Lyrics.
Okay. All right, great. Well, everybody, if you want to search him up, just type in Killing Lyrics, and you'll be able to listen to his music. So, host, we have two contenders now. Would you like to kind of go over some of the rules, some of the prizes?
All right, as promised, the prize for this week is a coveted spot, free spot, on our Idol compilation, Volume 3. This compilation album is a radio station compilation album that will feature my homegirl Skipper doing a track with the one and only Too Short.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow. Great. So this is definitely going to be a good battle off. Kind of explain to them as far as the rules of it, you know, how's everything going to work so they're clear and they understand what they're doing?
We're going to give you guys number ratings. Myself, my partner here, Skipper.
Hey, what's happening?
And Evan, we're going to give you guys numbers from 1 to 10, how we rate you. And whoever gets the higher score wins this battle off.
Okay.
We're going to be doing each rapper will have we're going to give you guys, what do you think, Seth? Should we give them a minute and a half, 2 minutes? Because we do have time. And, you know, per shot, you know, we're going to do about round.
I think it should be a later show. So, how long do you think we should give them each?
1 minute and a half.
All right. The lady requests a minute and a half. So we're going to roll with a minute and a half.
All right, sounds good. So now what we're going to do is we're going to get into one song, and during, you know, when the song is over, we will start. The artists have the option of either playing one of their songs in the background of where they are and rapping with it, or they can rap a cappella. You know, so that's completely up to you guys. But right now we're going to get into worst behavior, and maybe today we'll hear everybody's worst behavior.
Worst. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. You ain't know now, you know now. Staring at the scrub J's with a toothbrush. Shit. Niggas still playing my old shit. But your shit is like the police asking us questions. Nigga, we don't know shit. Flex. Nigga, I'm just flex. Niggas never loved us. Do a little like we stress. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I'm glad that they chose us. Command and submission, trying to fight to the finish. Just to see in my finish. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it fucked up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfucker never loved us. Worst behavior.
motherfuckers never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Hold up, hold my phone. Motherfuckers never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Now you wanna roll us. Motherfucker never loved us. So everywhere we go now, full cut. Always say that the boy, but not a boy is a man.
Remember, all artists, get your music and everything ready.
I'm liable to do anything when it comes to that.
Pick the right song.
You owe me. You owe me. Bitch, you better have my money when I come for the shit like ODB. On my worst behavior. No. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it fucked up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Who's high, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the store. You tell me who flop, who cop the new drop. Who jewels got rocks, who up making rap albums, doing numbers like it's pop. Same old pimp, Drake, you know ain't nothing changed. With these funny style niggas we done put on in the game. I just asked for some blessings at my grandmother's grave. And it's back to L.A., open the mail, staring at the check. Enough to make you thought, man, it's gross what I net. I'm with my whole set, tennis matches at the crib. I swear I could be Serena when she playing with her left. Oh, where I reside, it look like a resort aside. Nigga, where your shit from? I imported mine. Bar miss for money like my last name, Mordecai. Fuck you, bitch, I'm Mordecai. My mama probably hear that and be mortified. This ain't the son you raised, he used to take the Acura up 5 a.m. to go and shoot the grassy up on morning side. For all the sun, I'll forever be immortalized. Yeah, back and forth across the borderline. Hate to leave the city, but I gotta do the overtime. Gone all the time, even the important times. I should let you know ahead, I'm coming back on my worst behavior. Remember?
Alright, so who's going first?
Yeah, I'll let him go first.
I'll go first.
All right, who that killing? That's killing lyrics.
Yeah, this the lyricist. The lyricist, killing lyrics. K.
Hey, all right, killing lyrics. You have 1 minute and a half. Keep in mind that the prizes of today will be featured on a CD with the artist Too Short. And we wish you the best of luck. And do your thing.
Yeah. Okay. Parse in my briefcase. I've been in this game like why you a street fighter. The building sniper, new generation Mike Tyson. The Robo Rider, my big homie Super Micah. Translation, superhero rhyme artist. I've been retarded like Big Pun when he started. Observe my mental, commercial niggas too identical. The physical of a simple-minded nigga is pitiful. I know it's irritable to hear me flow so digital. Mystical evolution presented by shit lyrical. Killing lyrics, the spirit of Machiavelli's lyrical. I've been inside this hyperbolic time chamber, trying to upgrade to become a super saiyan. Who you know who make their own beats, write their own heat, freestyle in front of a crowd of a thousand. I fuck music cause I'm attracted to it. It's like a male and a female reproducing the music. Yes, I abused this. 10,000 balls influence Wu-Tang Clan is what they said. But KL is the lyricist. Ultraviolet with this rap knowledge is no problem. Fully optional, it's promised to tomorrow. Like, yeah, I done get this. Killing lyrics, raps, first aid, paramedics. I see it now. Communicate with my science now. But what's the answer? The cure for the cancer. NASA's rover is now on. So once the evidence translates for way beyond, we could understand the purpose of the TriStar. Triple balls, how I spit 1 million yards. My evolution, I'm unique with these advancements. For decades, I've been caved in my basement. Pay attention, I'm restricted from you non-believers. Even the ancients spoke to you or for alien. I ain't playing, nigga, this is all I'm saying, nigga. stop debating. I see you hating why you worship Satan. You're a fake fan. As I expand with my robotic vision cam, I could scan your whole clan, even off land. Somewhere in Japan, where the spacecraft land. Who believes in advanced man with the superior mask in his hand? Try to understand the concept, my verbal process, supersonic rap science, theoretical flow, broadcast my signal, I'm picking up transmissions, all systems crash when they spot my home planet, global dust storms, I could transform into a quasar when life evolves, the human body denies blood, feel like I'm rapping with one lung when I be tongue twisting. Magnificent briefcase boss, yo. Your hard drive is simple. Minds expand because it's universal. Geological, global, astronomical. Hydrothermal, chemical, killer individual. Dysfunctional brain, so the flow is unpredictable. You must be delusional, you're barely lyrical. Your compounds have been detected. Choose your weapon, step in my office. Backpacks are full of pages. Different briefcases with different types of stages. Battle rhyme if you want, baby. A radio drives me crazy.
Yeah. KL, ready?
Okay.
Killing
this, all right, that was good. All right, Mike, we're going to get into a song, and we're going to give you some time to prepare. Shout out to Karen Lyrics on his part. Great verse. And then we'll get into a song. Mike, you have some time to prepare.
Yeah. Hey, hit records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that motherfucker. Figured out this shit is simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the face. But nigga, I do not wanna be friends though. I tell y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This a fucking stripper on a mink rug song. This a fucking boy forever hold a grudge song. Pop some fucking champagne in the tub.
What's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, just for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophies. And they don't have no award for that. Shit don't come with trophies. Ain't no envelopes to open. I just do it cause I'm smoking.
Bitch, I go to dreams with a suitcase. I got my whole country on a new way. She like, I heard all your niggas stay where you stay. Hop so big, I haven't seen them boys in 2 days. Bitch, I use a walkie-talkie just to get a beverage. I saw my parents split up right after the wedding. They told my ass to stay committed, fucking credit. Bitch, check the numbers, I'm the one who really get it. I told y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This is doing me and only God can judge song. I do not know what the fuck you thought it was, song. Pop some fucking champagne in a tub, song. Nigga, just because, song.
What's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, just for me, though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophy. And they don't have no award for that. Shit don't come with trophies, ain't no envelopes to open. I just do it cause I'm supposed to, nigga.
Alright. So what you got for us?
The acapella.
Alright.
You ready?
Yeah, go for
y'all
it.
Ready? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yo. Put out an APB, cause niggas ain't seeing me, but I ain't hard to find. Catch me on the block chillin', smoking a dime, or stroking your dime, while these niggas on the sidelines talking shit, but they riding mine. Would you coked up or sniff the line that got you thinking your swag is diesel? I believe you, gassed up on that Atlanta fuel. Well, I'm about to let the beast loose all over the world until it spills in every street, oops. Did I do that? A brick city boy with jersey on my back. Riding dirty, the streets creep, so I keep a ratchet on my lap. So when they creep, I leave them flat on their back. wig push back. You dig? I'm twerking. Fall back, my nigga, before I bust your shit in. I'm tweaking, my trigger finger itching. Did I mention I'm the shit in every dimension? Stay pimping, walking with a limp, so I'm limping. I be fiending for the creaming, smoking on that greening. Keep a nigga leaning. So when I rock, watch a block to be sure not to catch one. I'm deadly with the right and I'm precise with the left one. Come fuck with me. I give you a $150 like a Ford F1. But I ain't hearing shit. Call me the fresh, the deaf one. Mike Multi, the quietest. These niggas are bugs I step on. So kick rocks and step on. What you have here has no fear. And my weapons are nuclear. Call me a hip-hop hero. Known from the bricks to Bangkok. I put his head up your ass like Hancock.
All right.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, all right, all right. What you think, Stat?
I think we're going to start with you this on reading. That was really good. I'm actually going to give you a 9 on that. I'm going to pass it to my friend and colleague here, Skipper. Skipper, what did you think about that?
That's a tough.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a hard one. It's a good one.
What you got? 5.
A 5?
An 8.5, she said.
0.5, okay.
All right, Evan, what about you?
Let's see. Definitely lyrical. Delivery was there. Definitely had the wordplay. Everything was good. So I'm going to give you, for that verse, I'm going to give you a 8.5 as well.
Okay.
Now we're going to get into a brief song. Let's see. But before that, is the call back on the line?
Yeah.
Diamond, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what are your
back.
Thoughts on Mike Motai?
Yeah. I'll give you a 10. That was good.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, 10. Perfect score. All right. Now, back to you, Stats. What are you thinking of Killing Lyrics?
Honestly, dude, you got me lost in those lyrics in a good way. I was so excited. I'm going to give you a 10, straight up. You're getting a 10 from me.
Okay. Perfect score. Skipper, what you got? Skipper?
I know.
9.5. 8.5? 9.5. Okay, 9.5. All right. Okay. Diamond, what do you think of Killing Lyrics?
I'll give them 8.2.
8.2, okay. All right, so we have a 10, a 9.5, and we have a 8.2, okay. My opinion, let's see. See, because you guys have really different styles. We do have one more round to go. And my rating on Killing Lyrics will be a 9. So that would be a 9, a 9.5, a 10, and an 8.2 to a 8.5, and a 9. All right, so we're going to have one more round before this shows up. But before that, we're going to get into another song. And hopefully this song will be everybody get hyped and everybody give it all they got. Here's Bugatti.
Damn. Your life can flip in a matter of seconds. One morning you're waking up in the projects. And the next morning you wake up in a $1.2 million car. How did I get here?
I come looking for you with Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating. I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Niggas be hating, I'm rich as a bitch. 100K, I spun that on my wrist. $200, spun that on your bitch. Do me your model, put that on my list. Oh, there he go in that foreign again. Killing the scene, bring the core in the end. Murder, she wrote, swallow a choke. Hit her and go, I won't call her again. Woke up, ready to mount it. Crib as big as a college. Smoke me a pound of the loudest. Whipping some shit with no mileage. Diamonds cost me a fortune. Them horses all in them Porsches. You princes can't handle afford it. 4,200 my mortgage. Falling on niggas like Corbett. Fuck all you haters, you bore me. Only the real get a piece of the plate. Repping my city around in my state. Keep me a pistol, they run with the case. Niggas won't be sending our bitches to play. Bang.
I come looking for you a Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 Again, there go that flow bringing tragedy in. Top me your chain, your salary spent. Niggas just sweeping them cavities in. Counting money, hourly trend. Rolling them skinny like Austin twins. Niggas is squares, cabinet bins. Neck full of gold, Olympian shit. Demons, I'm blowing the check on the gear. Falling some pussy, then hop on the leer. Strap with them choppers in back of the rear. Fox posse, them killers is here. Woke up early, they mounted. Mine is telling me money. Paper, moolah. Pockets as fat as a tumor. Me and that nigga, no rumor. Living my life off a tuna. Want it with me, I deliver the beat. Real niggas only enjoying the feast. Pull up a seat, bon appetit. No Louboutins when that red on your sleeve. Bang, bang, bang. Survival is a game of chance. Revenge is a calculated plan of action.
I come looking for you a Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
The dope boys, it's all they taking, fingerprints on a Rolls Royce. It's why they hating, push a button on his broke boys. As detonation, walk the road to riches, bare feet.
Me,
I watch mama struggle, now she living carefree. That's why I hustle for that half a key, that 12G. I'm trying to bubble every summer on LP. You gotta love me, I got shooters out the D-League. Signing bone and hit that man, that's from 30 feet. Left in the puddle, fingerprints is on a honey meal. That's what it is, Ricky Rose and Nate Good. We hella trip, yeah.
I come looking for you a Haitian.
What you know about this?
I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best.
I
believe
it. You can get me Haitian. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
All right. I'll let you do the honors of introducing the first guy with the second round.
Okay. So who's going to go first? Who do you think we should let go first?
All right. Now you do the honors of telling them who's going to go first in the second round. Keep in mind that there will be a third round if the loser of last round wins. All right, well, I guess I'll choose the first contender. Last round, I know Lyric went first. This round, Mike, you will be going first. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. It's on you, bro.
Okay.
Call me Mr. Motai, the microphone master. Sick on the track, call them verbal disaster. Getting rid of these whip. One more time.
No problem. Go ahead. Loosen up a little bit.
Yeah. Call me Mr. Motai, the microphone master. Ill rhyme maker. Sick on the track, causing verbal disaster. I'm getting rid of these whack hip hop actors. Buzz close to me really are non factors. I'm in the field of lyrical skill, a rhyming art form, and rap is mind over matter. Those with no mind don't matter. I stay focused, maintain loyalty, even when the game change. I'm still slinging these bars, verses, each line like cocaine. I'm a lyrical D-boy, spitting rhymes that got your head bobbing. Custies call me the dope man. Flow numb, I ain't feeling no man. Lyrics like silver bullet, chords like crack aboard and step aboard this coal train. I snap. Mm. Now I'm overdosing this whole thing, but I won't let it kill me like Cobain. I'm going to be a living legend. Status talked about for my work and me doing my own thing. I have what you lack. Push to the max. I'm off the charts, exquisite. No laws of physics can analyze my wattage. Texas New Age, high voltage. My lines electrified every time. I'm dropping megaton rhymes on you. My flow is endless. Built with endurance, and my drive is relentless. So powerful that each word is. These different bars I'm leaving on your dome like a soap dish. These biters try to stop me, my dial. I'm so focused. Ah, damn, my bad. All right, that's it. Oh.
All right. Okay, so now we're going to let Lyric get his part in. Keep in mind, Mike, you did have an additional 30 seconds more, so it's your option if you want to keep going or you just want to stop there. All right,
I'm going to finish it. And a drive that's relentless. Each word is these different bars I'm leaving on your dome like a soap dish. These biters try to copy my style. I'm so focused. With these lines I combine, my flow atrocious, ferocious, open path with dopeness, my flooding the booth. With all this work that I put in, it's time to recoup. Get away from niggas who bear no fruit. It's nothing you put in, it's nothing you can't recoup. Mike Motai representing for the bill. My squad, the truth. Y'all niggas be bumping your gums. Your jaw's going to get wide because it's loose. I'm a beast. Hip-hop, look out, I've been set loose. Skills on level 10 and growing. So why should I stoop down to a level below my boot to mess with these niggas who have no coup?
Okay. All right, not bad. Stash, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that was a verse from Mike. Now we'll be getting into Lyric. Lyric, you there?
Yeah.
All right, you got the floor, buddy.
Yeah, killing lyrics. And hey, yo, who said you could rap where it's all a myth? Better stick to Kiss. I can't write your shit. This ain't Christmas time. I can't slide you lines. Niggas too high off that cocaine shit. Take a second, think back, never mind the shit. Can you really comprehend it with your mind flick? This is not a race, I'm not trying to win. But you weren't first place, so let's battle again. Hip-hop rules, swing your sword again. K.L. killing lyrics, I assassin men. In this game of rap, I'm a joker to these niggas. I be Batman and robbing niggas for their figures. When I cruise the street, see a whack and see. Time to save the world is the Justice League. I'll put Michael Myers type of lyrics on these niggas. Why the fuck you think they call me KL? I'm a lyricist. Associate with the evil and hate. Circulate throughout outer space, leaving no trace. Circulations that I face when I'm leaving my base. My crossbow is ready to blaze. Simulate with your mind, state to live with the great. Celebrate the escape while believing in faith. Evaporate your main gate with this lyric briefcase. Activate, duplicate your DNA race. Eradicate your brawl on the date. Ejaculate, educate the diagram that I make. If you feeling like a frog, then leap, nigga. My heat hits you harder like my dogs that creep on you. Killing lyrics, minister. Hip-hop rhyme circle, circulation. Circulate the block for resources. With rapid fire, I spit hell beyond lava. Train in my back cave to hip-hop Dracula. Pray on these rap cats who rap like amateurs. Killing lyrics, theories evolve on college campuses. I've been networking with a few new scientists. The idea is to develop a music vitamin. A highly energetic but positive substance. Something that could motivate your brainwave function. Who got balls like me? Who backpacking? Who on the battle on the streets? It's killing lyrics. I go hard when I roll, baby. I thought you knew about me. White owls off the molly.
That's what's up.
Okay. Wow. Okay. What do you think, Stat?
I'm going to actually toss this one to I'm going to give my opinion on this one in a second, but I'm going to switch it up and toss this to Skipper to give her rating for this one and tell why.
Wow. yeah, I got to give that a 10. That was insane.
What about you, Diamond?
Wow, I have to say I'm really impressed. You brought it this time, and I will have to give you a 10 as well. That was really good.
Well, get ready.
Hey, everybody, I ended up getting disconnected, so I wasn't able to listen to the whole of the last verse. I apologize.
Well, what I'm officially about to announce is our artist here from the West Coast is about to get 3 tens.
You said who's getting 3 tens?
The West Coast.
Our artist here from the West Coast is getting some love with 3 tens. A 10 from Skipper, a 10 from Diamond, and a 10 from me.
Wow. Okay, all right. Now we're going to... Okay, I'm sorry I couldn't... It's kind of unfair because now, he'll only get 3 votes, and Mike will be able to get 4 votes. But we'll get into Mike's votes now.
Okay, that's right.
Stash, Diamond, you can go first with your thoughts of Mike's first.
I mean, first of all, it was good, but it sounded like you were a little bit nervous. So I would suggest, you know, calm down, take your time, and, you know, do your thing. But it wasn't that bad. So I would have to give you, I would say, like a 9.5.
That's good, but I'm smoking a blunt while I'm rhyming, too. if multitasking can bring it up that extra 5.
All right. Stash, what do you think?
The stumble kind of got to me a bit. I was going to give you an 8.5, but the stumbles kind of got to me a bit and was a little distracting. I'm going to give you a 7.5.
Okay. Skipper?
I was going to give you an 8 because, I mean, the lyrics were good, but I don't know, the flow wasn't as good as the last one. I thought the first one was a little bit better than that one, so, yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that his first verse was better than his second verse?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, for the verse that you did before, what I remember, I actually thought it was actually pretty cool. And for that, I'll give you a 9.5 for that one. You know, I liked it. There was a couple times where, you messed up a little bit. It happens, you know, especially if you're multitasking. But that's the score that I'm going to give you.
All right. That's cool. I can deal with that.
All right. Stats?
For the one before we're talking now?
We just said both scores of each contendant. So you just kind of let them know what happens at this point.
Mikey, we welcome you to send us an email and submit to be part of this compilation album as well. We'll make sure Evan give you the information, but we gotta give it up for the West Coast.
That's good. I'm good with that. Congratulations, my dude.
Is he still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. KO, Killing Lyrics is here. KO is here. I'm still here.
Okay.
Evan,
right, well, congratulations, bro. Congratulations. You've got a free slot on the CD. And Big Stash the Diamond, the Radio Diva, will be giving you all the information. You can find them on Facebook. Big Steph's Idol Hour, and Diamond, you can find her on Facebook at Diamond Radio Diva. And you know, like their page, and they'll keep you updated with any forward progression referring to the CD.
And
yeah.
Evan will make...
I'm gonna remember you, you gon' remember me.
I'm gonna remember you, you gon' remember me.
I'm gonna remember you, you gon' remember
me.
Are
you with your new girl just yesterday? And I feel that I must confess, even though it kills me to have to say, I'll admit that I was impressed. Physically just short of affection, gotta commend you on your selection. Though I know I shouldn't be concerned, in the back of my mind, I can't help but question.
Everyone, welcome to Big Staff Radio Hour. We have a very special guest for you guys today. Special guest, are you there?
Yo.
Not yourself. Are you there? Introduce yourself to the world.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
What's going down?
All right. This is the one and only Dion. He came to the show today. What's a minute? Get him on the show, and you finally got it. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I've been thinking, man, since I was probably about 5 or 6 years old, started in the church. Actually, I started training classically here in Indiana, Emerson Visual Performing Arts High School. That took me to University of Miami when I finished my school and I got my degree in music. Jazz, pop, R&B, I do a little bit of everything. Like I said, I've been training as a classical pianist, classical singer ever since I was probably around my 10, 11 years old. That's probably what my roots started at. But then I kind of like ventured off to all different other types of music as well. Dion Forever, you know, came up with that concept probably about 5, 6 years ago. I really wanted to just brand myself and really just show the public, you know what I'm saying, true R&B is found and just really bring that R&B richness back.
Okay. So you have a single out that the fans have been listening to for the last couple of days. Would you mind explaining to them a little, like, what's the story behind that? You know, what inspires you to make that song?
Holding On. Yeah, I got a single called Holding On. Basically, I went through a situation. female friend of mine. Basically kind of like fell out of touch. Not over, you know, the most typical things when people cheat on each other. It's kind of like both careers going in two different places. She said she was waiting on me, but she really did. And she left. She moved out of town. But, you know, a lot of times when your heart is still connected to a person, you know, it's hard to let go. So I created holding on from that situation that I went through with that situation with her.
Okay, okay. So who are your biggest inspiration in the industry or just growing up as a kid?
Oh, man, Luther Vandross, Tyrese, Dave Hollister, Stevie Wonder. I mean, Gerald LaVert, the OJ, Brownstone. I could keep it. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is my biggest inspiration. And it's because I'm a performer as well, but, you know, it's that, you know, from coming from Gary, Indiana, you know what I'm saying, we had Michael as the foundation of a lot of different of our structure, you know, what we, type of music and different things we did, you know. But, I mean, so many artists, you know what I'm saying, Patti LaBelle, Aretha Franklin, I mean, I could just go down the line.
So you like the old school, back in the day when music actually
definitely.
Meant something.
Yeah, that's when they were singing.
Yeah, I like that. That's what most of the audience are saying. They say that it feels like you bringing back the music, you know, what was missing in the industry. They feel like you bringing it back, and they're very happy that you were able to give it to them. You know, for that, they said they salute you for that, you know, because
right.
It's been a while since they hear songs like that, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, so that's definitely something that's good. So if you could perform anywhere, where would you like to perform?
Oh, man. In the country or out of the country?
Anywhere, like what is the one place that you just absolutely want to perform, you have to perform there?
Absolutely, but, man, to be honest with you, and I always think big. I want to perform at Madison Square Garden, put on a show. I mean, I think big like that. I mean, like I said, I have a musical theater background, so I like to entertain. So I would say Madison Square Garden, and that would be like, you know, to just fill that mug out.
Okay. All right. So. Who would you like to open for? Like, if you could get a chance to open up for anybody in this industry, who would it be?
Oh, man. There's a lot of talent, like I said, in the industry. But Missy Elliott, R. Kelly, Straight, Lil Wayne. I'm a poet at heart. So rap has always been something, you know, I'm a lyricist, you know, I love, you know, when people come across, and, you know, they flip it around a little bit, but, man, I mean, who else, ain't so big, you know, but most definitely, you know, somebody like John Legend, Stevie Wonder, you know, so, I mean, more on the vocal aspect, you know, more people in that vocal arena.
Okay, okay. Stats, do you have any questions for our special guest?
Yeah, I was wondering, I think everyone who's an artist always has a few people that people would be surprised to know that they listen to, you know, that almost goes against the type of music they put out there. So my question is, who in the game would your fans be surprised to know that you listen to?
Man, I listen to Pink, Bon Jovi, I listen to country music. David Clapton. What else? I'm not. I think I'm kind of well rounded. I kind of listen to a little bit of everything, you know. But as far as like truly be surprised, I mean, I like rock music. I got a song called Rockstar that I kind of collaborated R&B with rock, you know. You know, I kind of like mixing different genres together and see what happens when, you know, when they explode like that.
That sounds very interesting. I would love to hear that song. Do we happen to have that song on deck today?
Yes, we do.
She's okay.
Would you like to introduce your song to the world?
Oh, most definitely. The song is called Rockstar by Dion Forever. Okay.
All right. Everybody enjoy this song while we get that song.
Yes.
Until you see, I'll keep you.
Jez, we having some technical difficulties. That song was not able to download, but we promise to have it on the next show. But Dion, what is the one thing you would like to tell to your fans, the ones who love that song and they enjoy it? What would you like to say to them?
Basically, when you have somebody in your life and, you know, they're somebody that you love, don't let them go. Sometimes, you know, you can have love right in front of your face, but we can be battling with just situations at that time where you might not be into that person, but sometimes God puts, you know, the person in your life might be standing in front of you and we might be looking for something else. So somebody truly loves you, you know, unconditionally. Recognize that, because you might not recognize until they're gone. You know, a lot of times we don't realize different things until the situation is lost or the situation is, you know, that person is out of our life. And then we realize, you know, how much that person meant to us.
We have a guest listener who actually has a question for our guest and sort of a comment based off of what we heard on the last song. So, Skipper, you were saying that that song had a – that was his song. You were saying that the song had sort of a Motown feel. So what was the question that you wanted to ask?
If you could perform with any artist that's still around today, who would you choose?
Perform
or
with
make,
today?
Like make a song with one or, and perform with one?
Since I'm kind of, like I said, I'm high energy when I perform. So I would really, you know, and honestly, Beyonce, I would love to do a song with her.
Yeah, I would love to hear that kind of collaboration. I could hear that actually being a fun collaboration there.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay, in the honor of that, we are going to play some song from Beyonce. So here's Beyonce with Upgrade.
What's up?
Yeah, B. Talk your shit.
Time to let me upgrade.
How you gonna upgrade me? I'm tired of number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Let me upgrade.
I hear you be the block, but I'm the light to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that likes to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing, believe me. Come harder, this won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. What you think they all mad at me for? You need a real woman in your life, taking care.
Just to compliment the deal, and anything you cop up to the bill.
infiltrated all the corporate dudes. They call shots, I call audibles. Jacob the jeweler, bubbles, the rain swap sort of dude. It's big ballin', baby, when I'm courting you. I'm talking spy bags and fly pads and rooms at the Bloomberg and rumors. You on the verge of a new merge, cause that rock on your fingers like a tumor. You can't fit your hand in your new purse. It's humorous to me, they watching and we just got an Allen hopping off of your mafia coast. Mafioso, oh baby, you ever seen satin? No, not the car, but everywhere we are. You sure to see stars, this is high level, not eye level. My bezel, courtesy your Audemars, I order yours tomorrow. Now look at the time I saved ya, mama let me upgrade ya.
Just when you think you had it all, big income, collecting cars.
All right, Dion, so what do you think of that song from Beyonce and Jay-Z? Like, what does that song, what does it take you? You know, because, you know, they say about songs, if you hear it, it just takes you back to that very moment the first time you heard it, you know? So what feeling does that song give you?
Oh, man, she's been hot ever since Destiny's Child. So, just that collaboration with her and Jay-Z, it's just... just a hit in the making, you know. When I first heard it, you know, let me upgrade you. You know, that's kind of, wow. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can get with somebody, and it's crazy because, you know, everybody you get with, they might not be on your level. But when you get with them, you know what I'm saying, they might shine a little bit. So when I look at this to that song, you know, it's kind of like, man, you know, you have a dime or something come in your life or somebody, male or female, you know what I'm saying, that person. You know, shyness can make you shine as well. So, you know, it ain't always in a negative aspect. You know, I get with you, you know, let me bring you to my level. But, you know, a person, you know, you can be upgraded in all different types of ways. Like, you can upgrade that person, you know.
Okay. Do you think it's possible to have a stable relationship? Like Beyonce, for example, you know, they're married, they have kids. Do you think it's possible for them to last? Because a lot of people saying that celebrity, she's rich, you know, it's not going to work out. Like, do you think it's possible for them to work things out as a celebrity couple?
Well, only speaking from the inside, and I say the inside because I've had my little feel of the industry and the technical part of different things that go on. Okay, first of all, you got to realize that once you become into a different tax bracket, life is different. So when you're making millions and millions of dollars, a lot of times love is not the aspect. Love is not the overall achievement of a relationship. At that point, it's security and how my kids are my legacy. Is continue when I'm not here. A lot of couples get together in that arena just to multiply to the point of their seed. Say, okay, Jay, just like Jay-Z's and Beyonce's daughter is going to be taken care of for the rest of her life. She's set. So in all honesty, I mean, she can become whatever she wants to, but financially she would not have to worry about, you know, some of the different trials and stuff that we went through as growing up, she won't have to worry about none of that. So she'll have different struggles from what we had. But as far as relationship, it's hard. I mean, that's a whole different type of way that me and you look at love. That's when you're making money like that, people don't even look at you the same way. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different, like I said, it's a whole different tax bracket. So at that point, you know what I'm saying, can it last? It can last as long as they want it to last. And then if the public might want something different, they might break up. Or, you know what I'm saying, it just depends, you know what I'm saying, what's your swag at that time, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in your career. And it's about two people having careers and branching off to say, you know, well, is it good for our careers for us to still be together? They'll be together. If it's good for their careers for them not to be together, they won't be together, you know, so. I just look at it as almost like an agreement kind of, you know, when you get to that level. I think a lot of, you know, entertainers and, you know, people, you know, I think they have a grief, you know, and I don't think it's really all the time about love.
True. That's very, very true. And, you know, it's a good thing that you said that because most people are making that mistake today, not just as a celebrity, but, you know, just as humans, you know. So where can your fans, if they want to be in contact with you, if they want to talk to you, they want to connect with you, how can they reach you?
Oh, most definitely hit me up on Facebook, Deon Smith or Deon Forever, DeonForever, Deon Smith. Or you can hit me up on my website, DeonForever.com, Twitter, Deon, the number forever. Honestly, you could just Google me, and all of my social media come up, all my different shows and different stuff that I'm into at the time. I want to give it like a plug right now. I'm doing Betrayal Runs Deep in Atlanta, Georgia, stage play. Like I said, I do plays and entertainment. I do pretty much, don't really call myself a singer. I try to, you know, I'm an entertainer. I do a lot of different things. But, you know, Google me, Google Deon Forever, and like I said, download my music. I'm on any downloadable site. You know, I got music out there that's, you know, I got a holding on. Actually, Holding On is actually doing really good in Canada right now. You know, the numbers are looking real good, so that song is real hot right now. But I got some other joints out there that the public is really going to like as well.
All right. That definitely sounds like a good way to connect with you. Steph, do you have any question for Deon?
Yes. I'm really enjoyed having you here. I think you have a great sound.
Thank you.
This is also a question on a business sense. I happen to take a photo of the screen. I would like to give you a call afterward if it's okay with you to discuss being on our compilation album. We're putting out a compilation album that's going to feature the legendary Too Short.
Oh, that's going to be hot.
So we definitely want to talk to you about getting on it. So I was going to give, if you're interested, I would love to give you a call after the show.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Give me a call.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you say, Stat? Should we play his song again, one more time for the fans?
I think so. What do you think, Skipper?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's do it.
All right, here's Holding On by Deon. Well, Dion, it was really nice having you on the show. And Stat, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm here.
Do you have any last comments for Dion or Skipper? Do you have any comments for him?
It's just a pleasure to meet you. I hope we can do a follow up real soon. Definitely want to hear more of your music, and I know that you have certain songs where you switch it up even a little bit more that you were telling us about, so I'm very excited to hear that. Diamond, what do you think about having him join us again for our Music Mondays?
Most definitely. That would be a great idea because I think you are bringing back a flavor of music been missing in a long time. You know, you're the kind of artist that needs to be out there. People need to hear real music, what it's like. You know, so definitely that would be a great idea.
All yours. And we'll have all your strength for you.
Okay. Yeah, do we have, I should have some more songs downloaded for you guys, too, so you can check out as well.
Okay. But thank you so much for coming to the show. We really enjoyed talking to you, and we hope that you come back for Music Monday.
Most definitely. I'll be there.
Stat, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. As we all know, today is Freestyle Friday, and as we wait for our contestants to get here, is there anything you would like to let our audience know?
Yes, and I'll repeat this again as our contestants come in. But today, you are competing, our contestants are going to be competing not only to get one track on there, but to also record with mine and Skipper's group, MSFP Crew. The winner of today's show will get a chance to send their vocals in. We'll send our track back and forth. All mixing and mastering will be covered by our mixing and mastering people, and to show the listeners just the type of quality that this guy that we work with does, I say we should hit him with Skipper's lesbian anthem,
what?
"Eat Me Out." But
right.
Let's have her actually introduce it. So, Skipper, introduce this song that's currently the highest-selling song on Idol Compilation Volume 1. I would like you to have the honors of introducing your song for us.
Okay, this song is called "Eat Me Out." It's produced by the one and only rapper / producer Crown, and is also going to be on my upcoming solo album, Triple X Syndrome. So let's hear it. Baby,
That was my homegirl Skipper with Yeah.
Soldier boy, tell them.
Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, keep me through the phone. Keep me through the phone. I'll see you later on.
It was Kiki. Now to see you at 23, all I can say is
Hey.
New York City. You are now rapping. With 50 Cent. You gotta love it.
I just wanna chill and twist a lot. Catch trunks in my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need, and I like your smile. I don't wanna see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask, and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl? It's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me,
if I
girl?
Fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hoopty for my band, would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I get out and chill a nigga cap, chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap cause I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends you're feeling me? In the bed if I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap, and we can go do what you like, I know you like that.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
That was 50 Cent with 21 questions. We actually have a request right now, so we're going to go in. Kippa, what was your request? What song would you like to hear? And then we're going to follow it up afterwards in honor of our West Coast winner from 2 weeks ago. We're going to follow it up with Nothing But a G Thing. But before we do that, what song would you like to hear?
Like a Boy by Sierra.
All right, here it is.
2007. Ladies, I think it's time to switch roles.
Pull up your pants, pay out the trash. In your cash like I'm fast, like I'm girl, you wanna act like a bitch. Get ready, clothes on, everything on. My bracelet, fold, don't ever break. And another one, need on nobody. Wish we could switch up the roles. I could be that. Tell you I love you, but when you call, I never get back. Oh. Would you ask some questions like me? Like where you be at? I'm out, 4 in the morning, on a corner roll, I'm doing my own thing.
What if I had a thing on the side, made you cry? Would the rules change up, or would they still apply?
Switch up the phone, not to be that
beat, just like
go on the street,
just like
come home to sleep,
like in the street,
like in front with your friends that call when you with them, like them. Keep a straight face when you tell a lie, always keep an air for alibi. What he don't know won't break his heart. Wish we could switch up the road, and I could be that. Tell you I love you, but when you call, I never get back.
Oh.
Would you ask some questions like me, like where you be at?
Would you like that? Have friends, huh? Would you like that? Never call.
The folks, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up,
cause you know we're about to rip shit up.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Too low death, nigga, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake it. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G's perspective, and before me dig on a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended. And that's realer than real deal, Holyfield. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. Drake creeps to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I flow some old funky shit. To add to my collection, this election symbolizes dope. Take a toast but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this, and it's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. On that ass, what a hell of a gangsta lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S O S of fresh and double O P D O double G Y D O double G. You see, showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic, pimping hoes and clacking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G shit.
Hell yeah.
So Drake,
what up, dog?
Gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping. City of Compton.
It's where it takes place, so when I show attention. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, and your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie, Doggy Dogg, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I sock. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTON and the cities they call Long Beach. Putting the shit together like my nigga D.O.C. No one can do it better
like this, that, and this, and it's like that and like this and like that. It's like this,
then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.
That was Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre with None But A G Thing. How you doing today, Diamond?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. While we wait for our callers, should we get into this new Nicki Minaj joint?
I'm afraid that I have a little bit of a bit of a bad news. Our contestants, looks like they may not be able to call into the show today. Something came up for them. So we're going to have to skip this Freestyle Friday as well. But
all right, so I say we listen to this song. We do our closing announcements, and then we call it a day. after our closing song.
Together, don't you throw in the towel?
right. We're about to get into our closing, and then we'll listen to Pills and Potion. But first, here's Diamond to let you know where you can find her. Go ahead, Diamond.
Yes, everyone. You can, if you're trying to kick it with me, connect with me, you can find me at facebook.com/DiamondRadioDiva. You can message me, like my page, or if you want, you can hit me up on EvanDT. That's EvanDE page as well.
And you can also search for us on Twitter. Remember to type it all in caps, Big Stats Radio. Or you can find us on Facebook and like our station page, Big Stats Idle Hour. Remember, you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour at BigStatsIdleHour.com or by going to my personal page, MSFPInc.com. That's MSFPINC.com. We can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, and music that I produce. Check out about the MSFP label and the MSFP studios. See all the projects I'm involved with. And one project that means a lot to me, if you scroll to the bottom there at msfpinc.com, that's msfpinc.com, we're creating a foundation. There's this beautiful yellow button, and you can be part of helping us create this foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation. This foundation is going to benefit special needs children through music education. All right. And as promised, we're closing out the show today with Nicki Minaj's Pills and Potions. So here it goes for you.
When it's beneficial, I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out of niggas' lives, is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to dish you. Niggas be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Niggas be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off in the Benzie. I see the envy when I'm causing a frenzy. So I pop pills for 'em. Cop cribs in the hills on 'em.
Pills and potions.
Pills and potions,
you're all the chosen. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
That was Pills and Potions by Nicki Minaj. And before we wrap this up and conclude this, I thought it might be fun for our Diamond to tell us a little bit about the debut of these next two shows coming up over this weekend and what she's got on tap for us for these Diamond Days. So, Diamond, well, I guess it's going to be a mystery, but we'll catch you next time here on Big Studs Idle Hour. Peace.